Welcome to Quick News. This is Ted. The news was published on Monday, January 6th. Today, we're discussing NASA's James Webb Space Telescope's monumental discovery of 44 new stars in a distant galaxy 6.5 billion light-years away. Let's first break down the key aspects and explain some of the technical jargon used in the article.
Sure, Ted. The telescope's ability to detect these stars hinges on its high-resolution optics and gravitational lensing. Gravitational lensing occurs when a massive cluster of galaxies, like Abel 370, magnifies light from distant galaxies behind it.
Eric, you're missing the point about the significance of capturing 44 individual stars. This is more than just a technical achievement. It reshapes our understanding of what's possible. The so-called treasures, these stars, weren't always observable, which opens new doors in astrophysics.
But Kate, you have to consider the practical impacts. By understanding these stars, we gather data to study structures within the galaxies, which was previously achievable only with nearby galaxies like the Milky Way.
Eric, can you explain what an Einstein ring is and its relevance to the discovery?
An Einstein ring is an effect predicted by Einstein's theory of general relativity, where light from a distant galaxy is bent around a massive object between it and the observer. This helps us to magnify the distant galaxy's light.
That's true. But what's most exciting is the identification of red supergiants in the Dragon Arc. Most earlier finds were blue supergiants, which are visually bright, but don't tell us much about the later stages of stellar evolution.
Kate, what's the significance of these red supergiants to our understanding of the universe?
Red supergiants are in the final stages of their life. Identifying them allows us to study stellar life cycles in greater detail, impacting theories about star formation and death.
That's a fair point, but let's not get carried away. It's not just about red supergiants. Observing individual stars in such a distant galaxy enhances our overall understanding of galaxy formation, which benefits astrophysics.
Can you each briefly clarify the technical terms gravitational lensing and red supergiants for our audience once again?
Gravitational lensing is when a large mass bends and magnifies the light from a more distant object. This phenomenon helped us discover these stars.
Red supergiants are aging stars that are expanded and cooler. They're in the final phase of stellar evolution and crucial for understanding the life cycle of stars.
Now let's dive into a historical context. Can we draw similarities between this and any past groundbreaking discoveries?
Sure, let's talk about the Hubble Space Telescope's discovery of seven stars in distant galaxies. It was revolutionary back in its time and offered a foundation for the James Webb Space Telescope.
Yes, but the Hubble discovery was limited in scope compared to James Webb's achievement. Finding 44 stars in a galaxy 6.5 billion light-years away is unprecedented and significantly advances
our knowledge. It does advance our knowledge, but we must also acknowledge how those earlier discoveries set the stage. Without Hubble, we'd likely be decades away from today's
results. Eric, how has this shift from Hubble to James Webb impacted astronomical research?
The shift allowed us to peer deeper into space with more precision. James Webb's high-resolution optics and its gravitational lensing capability have exponentially grown our insight into the cosmos.
But Eric, let's not downplay the ambition here. James Webb isn't just a successor, it's a quantum leap. Remember, before James Webb, individual stars that far out were
Kate, what makes
invisible.
This discovery unique compared to Hubble's findings?
It's the combination of number, distance, and the types of stars identified. Webb's ability to find red supergiants in that remote galaxy, termed Dragon Arc, sets a new standard.
And this demands a mention of the gravitational lensing technique. This was predicted by Einstein and brought to life through these telescopes. It shows the slow but steady progress in science applicable to.
Could we consider this discovery akin to other scientific breakthroughs in history? Any parallels?
Absolutely. It's comparable to the revelation of the heliocentric model by Copernicus. It's a paradigm shift that redefines our understanding of the universe.
I agree, but every step in scientific progress lays the foundation for the next one. It's an evolutionary process rather than a revolutionary
one. In what other historical context can we place this?
Like the development of the first powerful radio telescopes, which vastly improved our ability to detect and analyze cosmic phenomena.
And similar to the Large Hadron Collider, which provided insights into particle physics beyond prior limitations. Both signify stepping stones to greater understanding.
Looking forward, what are the distinct paths this discovery might unfold? How will it change astronomy?
One major pathway is enhancing our knowledge about dark matter. These stars and their behaviors might illuminate how dark matter works in these distant galaxies.
That's compelling, but imagine the potential to discover even more distant stars. We may be able to find habitable zones around other stars, pushing the boundaries of extraterrestrial
research. Let's not jump to such speculative conclusions. More importantly, continuing to perfect gravitational lensing techniques will facilitate even more refined observations of the universe's ancient past.
Eric, could the exploration of dark matter redefine our current physics models?
Potentially, yes. By understanding the lensing planes, we'll gather data that could challenge or corroborate existing dark matter theories, potentially leading to groundbreaking models.
But, Eric, the societal and existential implications of finding habitable zones are monumental. Who knows what mysteries lie beyond these 44 stars? It's a thrilling prospect of discovering life-sustaining
planets. Kate, on the
planets.
Flip side, what if this discovery fails in further endeavors?
It's unlikely to fail. But if it does fall short in some ways, the techniques and tools developed will still advance other areas of space exploration and technology.
And even a perceived failure in finding more such stars will bring invaluable lessons. Each step, success or failure, propels our understanding.
So could there
forward.
Be a scenario where this discovery's impact isn't as profound as anticipated?
Sure, there is that possibility, but science is iterative. Each discovery, regardless of immediate impact, builds knowledge and capabilities.
True. And the ambitions set by James Webb's discoveries inspire not only academic progress, but also next-generation space missions and technological innovations.
How will astronomical practices evolve based on these findings?
They'll likely incorporate more advanced observational techniques and refined models to study distant galaxies.
And they'll propel collaborations across different scientific fields to investigate the potentials of habitable zones and extraterrestrial life.
Last question for both. How should the public view this discovery?
As a monumental step that exemplifies the power of scientific inquiry and technological advancement.
As an inspirational milestone that opens new frontiers in our understanding of the universe and our place within it.
Thank you both for your input. That wraps up our discussion for today. Stay tuned to Quick News for more updates on this groundbreaking story.